USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Gold medalist Michaela Maroney is among top Olympic gymnasts testifying in regards to the Larry Nassar sexual abuse scandal. He's the former USA gymnastics team doctor who was convicted of abusing many young female athletes over many years. North Korea is continuing to test long-range cruise missiles.
South Korea's military is reporting North Korea fired two more ballistic missiles into the sea from its east coast on Wednesday. The launch further escalates tensions in the region 2 days after Pyongyang claimed to have fired a new long-range cruise missile that is being described as a strategic weapon of great significance. Japan's prime minister and South Korea's president said they were convening sessions of their National Security Council to discuss Pyongyang's actions. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Prime.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
What will you do if there's a sudden food shortage? Given recent headlines, it seems likely, and at any moment. That's why it makes common sense to build your emergency food storage supply now, while you still can. Do it with the kind of food that stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Food that doesn't go bad like what you get at the grocery store. Whose food should you trust? The largest preparedness company in America, My Patriot Supply. We've served millions of American families going on 14 years. At MyPatriotSupply.com, our mission is your survival. Our emergency food could definitely be your lifesaver when the peanut butter hits the fan. Choose from dozens of delicious meal kits that provide over 2,000 calories a day, which is what your body needs. Order today, and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
President Biden is promoting his new vaccine mandate. Biden meeting with a group of business leaders at the White House and saying vaccine requirements work. He insisted it will help beat the pandemic while aiding the ongoing economic recovery. The Biden plan requires companies with more than 100 employees to mandate vaccinations. Some Republican-led governors have vowed to challenge any vaccine mandates in court. California Governor Gavin Newsom survives his recall election.
Landslide victory. The recall of Democrat Governor Gavin Newsom, winning roughly 66% of the vote, has defeated Republican challenger Larry Elder. Nearly a million votes went to other candidates.
And expressed themselves so overwhelmingly by rejecting the division, by rejecting the cynicism, by rejecting so much of the negativity that's defined our politics.
From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
This is USA Radio News.
If you think the COVID vaccine alone will protect you from the coronavirus, think again. As the deadly disease breaks through to people who are vaccinated, it's critical to take a reliable temperature reading with the Exergen Temporal Scanner. It's the only thermometer whose accuracy has been proven in more than 100 clinical studies versus the non-contact devices that have no supporting studies and produce a false sense of security. Vaccines are not enough, and thermometer accuracy matters. Learn more at Exergen.com.
Rebecca Clayfish is among the Republican hopefuls running to replace Wisconsin Democratic Governor Tony Evers in 2022. And one of the issues heading into the election is crime and police attitudes. Clayfish telling Fox Business she stands firmly on the side of law enforcement.
We need more police on the streets, but then on top of that, we need to make sure that we are enforcing the laws already on the books so that good people are not hurt, bad people are not held unaccountable, and we also need to have stiffer penalties for rioters.
In the last 24 hours, North Korea fired two ballistic missiles off its east coast. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki says the missile launches don't pose a threat to the United States at the moment.
I would note that in INDOPACOM's statement, they said they, of course, are aware of the missile launch, as are we. They've also stated that they have assessed that this event does not pose an immediate threat to U.S. personnel or territory or to our allies. The missile launch highlights the destabilizing impact of the DPRK's illicit weapons program.
It's the first launch North Korea has conducted with such missiles in 6 months. The U.S. Soccer Federation announcing the U.S. men and women's national soccer teams will be offered the same contract proposals. The federation releasing a statement saying the best path forward is one pay structure for both teams. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.